You can find this in your service folder. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Trinity, one God, the eternal voice from heaven, the anointed and beloved one, the Spirit moving over the waters. Amen. As we approach the mystery of God, let us come in confession, trusting the love of Christ crucified and risen. We take a few moments for silent reflection.
God, who searches us and knows us,
you have shown us what is good, but we have looked to other lights to find our way. We have not been just in our dealings with others. We have chosen revenge over mercy. We have promoted ourselves instead of walking humbly with you. With what shall we come before you? Forgive us our sin and show us your salvation. In the face of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
A powerful confession and an even more powerful absolution. Beloved of God, you have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, poured out for you in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. Receive the promise of baptism. You are God's child. Your sins are forgiven. Rejoice and be glad, for yours is the reign of heaven. Let all God's people say, Amen. And so, Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized into Christ faithful to their calling to be your daughters and sons, and empower us all with your Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
First reading of the day is from Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my Spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in the darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Ascribe to the Lord your gods, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due God's name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The glory of God, glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The Lord makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Mount Hermon like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters.
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forests bare. And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying glory. The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forevermore. O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace.
The voice of the Lord is upon.
Second reading is a reading from Acts. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and his household. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to those of us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me, and I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork's in his hand, and he'll clear his threshing floors and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John, who would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. Do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for it's proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. And then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the waters, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Well, good morning. I know you like sitting, but we're going to come over here. We got to stand today, right? So come on down and around the font. You guys know what we just heard? What was just read? What I just said? Anybody? Anybody know what this spot is? The baptismal font. And what usually happens at these baptismal fonts? People get baptized. And today, we heard about Jesus getting baptized. Do you know when you were baptized? Do you remember that at all? You don't? Any of your parents remember that? Was everybody perfect? There was no crying, right? No crying, no tears. It was perfect. Well, guess what? Jesus was baptized. Jesus was baptized with the water. But also, do you know what came down after that, after the water was put on his head? Do you know what came down? I can't really do it, but what's that kind of look like? It's not quite an angel. It's more like a dove. A dove, you know, coming down from a, it's hard to do with your hands. But it came down, and Jesus saw that. And you know what was Jesus was told? He was told by God, this is my son, the beloved. This is my son, the beloved. I know you weren't talking to me, but I heard you say, what did you say? Well, that's what, it's kind of probably what some people would have thought if they'd heard that. What did he just say? Who is this one? But in that baptism, things changed. Yeah, I know you love this. We do this too often, don't we? You all know what's coming. A little water, a little baptism. Woohoo! Wow! Yeah! That's pretty cool, huh? And do you know what God says after you've been baptized? You are mine. You are mine. Even before you were born, you are mine. But we hear that again in our own baptisms. And you too are sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. So that's pretty cool, isn't it? Remembering our baptism day and the things that happened. Let's say a prayer together. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being there in the waters of our baptism and to being there with us beyond that. Send us forth with your Spirit and the promise that we are sealed with you, the one who is highly favored, the one with whom God is well pleased. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up, you guys. Remember that baptism, your baptismal promise. Remember the words that were spoken. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may have noticed I added a little bit at the beginning there. I mean, that was intentional when it came to the gospel. Because we're starting where we left off in Advent today, aren't we? You remember that? It seems like forever ago that we were standing up here talking about it, but prepare the way of the Lord. This is you brood of vipers, who warned you guys to come over here or to flee this? Somebody more powerful is coming, and he's going to baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire, and is bringing a winnowing fork. And then there he is. There he is, that someone. That somebody that we were preparing for in Advent is now here. Jesus arrives, and there are two things you might have heard in there occurring. First one's pretty obvious. I mean, that's kind of the title of the day. I bet it even says that. Baptism of our Lord. It says it right on the cover of the bulletin. You kind of know the first thing going on in there. But what about the second thing that stands out even more so than the first, perhaps? We'll get there, but it is tied to baptism. First of all, Jesus is baptized. He's baptized in a baptism for all time. Changes what was going on before that. Before, it was a baptism of repentance. It might have felt like, well, if I screw up after this, I'm going to have to come back. Ask again. But this was a different baptism. a baptism for all time, unique, once and for all, turning things on its head. You hear those words in baptism so many times about what's going on. Let's hear a couple of those again about what's going on in baptism. These words are usually spoken, that in baptism our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we're reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in the communion of saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. That's a lot going on in there, isn't there? And I don't think I can even pretend to understand it all. There's a lot happening in that in our own baptisms because of what happened in that baptism that was once and for all time. And for us, instead of this being that one-time thing, we usually come back to it almost daily. Daily remembering that, yes, we have been baptized, we've been drowned, and we've been brought back. But it happens every day. We make those mistakes, we daily die, and we daily rise because of that once and for all baptism of Jesus. But that's not the only thing going on in the lessons today. You need the setup, though, of the baptism to get to the second part. Because there's also the fastest confirmation program that I've ever seen. From baptism to confirmation. It was like a verse. That's pretty fast. Just like that. In an instant, it seems like. As soon as Jesus is baptized, these words are spoken that this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. The voice of God is confirming that this is Jesus. This isn't a rumor. This isn't a myth. This is my Son. This is the Christ. This is Christ the King. This is the one that we've been waiting for. But there's something different about that too. How often have you heard this in response to confirmation? I'm sure none of you ever said this. I'm done. I've graduated. I'm ready to go. I don't need to step foot in those doors ever again until after college. I'm going to get this all figured out. This faith thing makes sense. I've done it. Or maybe you know somebody in baptism that they say, well, there we go, fire insurance. They're sealed up. I don't need to ever come back again. What more is there? And some of you probably didn't think that way, and that's okay too. But some do think it's all over after baptism and confirmation. It wasn't the end for Jesus. It isn't the end for us. It's a start. It's a new beginning. It's not a one and done. It's a launching. It's a continuation of our own ministries as we grow and deepen as we go forward. It's not a culmination. It's a continuation. It's a stop, but you keep going. So yes, and it's appropriate in confirmation to confirm, to say, yes, I believe it. Yes, this is what's going on. But it's also a commission. A commission that Jesus heard too. This baptism of Christ, this confirmation, this commission of Jesus sparks new hope as one who comes and identifies with us as sinners, bringing God's kingdom before us today. It's not a one and done. This is almost something we could say very often instead of just once in our lifetime. So I invite you to look at the screen. We're going to confess that faith again today, right now, right here and right now. This is you confirming again, affirming why we're here today. And then we'll be commissioned to go again. So why don't we stand up for a second? We haven't really done much standing, so it's good to get the blood flowing. And let's confess our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And guess what? You made a public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in this covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? If so, say, I do, and ask God to help and guide me. And there's one other part. People of God, do you also promise to support and pray for one another in your life in Christ? If so, say, we do, and we ask God to help and guide us. There you go. You can sit back down. But look at that. Sure isn't a one and done, is it? It doesn't end there. It didn't end with God saying, yep, this is my son. It didn't end. It was a continuation. It was a commissioning. And guess what? There's hope in that. So be commissioned now. Eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us. Guide, bless, and keep us in our serving, that we may faithfully carry out the ministry entrusted to us. Let our life and vocation so reflect your grace that many may come to know you and love you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Guess what? That's not the end. It's a continuation. We've confirmed, and now we're commissioned. Go. And you know what? Just like Jesus went from the baptism and on into the desert, we too find ourselves in that desert. But we're not alone. We're never alone. That's the hope. A hope that was confirmed, affirmed, shown that this is God's Son, the Beloved. It didn't end on Jordan's banks. It didn't end on the cross. It continues on and on. And this is most certainly true. So go with Christ. Amen.
You are able? It says that we're going to do the Apostles' Creed. Well, Pastor Zach stole my thunder. We've already done that, but he invited us when we did that to look at the screen, and then he commissioned us. And so what I want to do with the creed today, in light of that and in the spirit of that, is I want you to look at the person on your right or your left, and we're just going to say the three beginning lines of each petition. I believe in God the Father, I believe in God the Son, I believe in God the Holy Spirit. So just look at your neighbor and say to them, with me, I believe in God the Father, I believe in God the Son, I believe in God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You may be seated for the prayers. Called together through water and the word, we boldly pray for the church, the world, and all who long to hear God's voice. Renewing God, thank you for the gift of baptism. Give your church boldness to proclaim your promises. Tear down obstacles of injustice so that your word of hope reaches the ends of the earth. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we ask for your protection for all who are suffering from the fires in Australia and people living with the uncertainty of the earthquake in Puerto Rico. We pray for their safety and for your light to shine. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of peace, we give thanks for order in the midst of chaos, though we long for greater justice in our world. Raise up wise, and compassionate servant leaders, so that all experience your reign of peace, Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the people of Iran who sit in fear of their lives. May peace overshadow the unrest. We ask you to be with all those who lost a family member in the airplane that crashed in Iran. May they know your peace, Lord, in your mercy. Holy God, thank you for the powerful healing we witness through doctors and nurses, medication, therapy, and holistic means. Break through clouds of pain and anguish with your voice of comfort. Proclaim hope to all who grieve and send healing to all who are sick. And join me with praying for those listed in our bulletin. And we'll start with praying for healing for Joanne, the family of Elaine, Heather, Karen and Wayne, Melissa, Savannah, Ashley, Clara, Bernie, Marge, Scott, Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Mongolese, Missionary Karen. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of courage, we rejoice in this community of hope. Strengthen all who are preparing for baptism and renew the faith of sponsors, mentors, parents and grandparents, friends and all who guide the newly baptized in this life of joy. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, quiet our fears in a world in which we have much to fear. May your light outshine the fears we feel and give us strength that comes from you. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, lead us from hate to love, from war to peace. Let peace fill our hearts, our world, our universe. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Yes, with you. Go in peace. Let your light shine.
Thanks be to God.